Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling, without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
Tommy?
Yeah.
We as Americans right now are pretty secure in our jobs.
Oh, good.
Well, at least we think we are.
Yeah.
A new study by the Pew Research Institute shows that almost 7 in 10 American workers believe they have a great deal of job security.
Okay.
We ain't getting fired. Mm. We can do what we want. And here's the thing, Tommy. Job security, very important.
Yeah.
It lowers stress. Lets you enjoy life outside of your job.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a good thing.
Yeah, mental health, sure.
Yeah. However, we as Americans also want more money.
So we're coming up short on the bank.
Not that we're coming up short. It's what we think we deserve for the jobs that we do. The same study shows that only 3 in 10 Americans are satisfied with the money they make at their job. So 70% of Americans believe they should be making more money for what they do. And Tommy, that is a lot of people who believe they're underpaid.
Yeah.
Does that surprise you?
But isn't that always the case? Like through time, you always feel like they're chintzing me, they're screwing me over, I'm not getting enough, I'm worth more.
All right, there's two ways to look at it. You could want more money, which we all want more money.
Yeah, and that's a fair argument.
Or you could feel like you deserve more money. That's what this is. 70% of Americans feel like for the work they do,
they deserve more.
They deserve more.
Which is kind of weird, because remember during coming out of the pandemic, like you could go anywhere and get a better deal at the job you have now. So that shouldn't even exist, considering people were jumping ship to get better jobs.
But
more money, same job.
Better, more money.
I can see, though, that could also play into this, because if you're somebody that didn't go shop around and you've been loyal to your job and worked there for a certain amount of time and you haven't really gotten that pay increase, like, I almost feel
you didn't jump.
Yeah, you didn't jump, and maybe you owe it to me for being such a loyal employee all these years,
despite everybody
leaving and taking on more responsibility because people are leaving.
It's a good theory. I mean, it could also be as simple as the world has changed a ton in the 5 years since the pandemic, right?
True.
Like, I mean, you know, some things are way more expensive, some things are less expensive. Mm-hmm. It's just looking around to be like, hey, where's mine? So here's the thing.
Yeah.
With 7 in 10 Americans believing they have great job security, yet those same, not same, but also 7 in 10 Americans believing they should be paid more, these two numbers might actually make sense together. Because when you think about it, the more money you make, the more responsibility you probably have at work.
Yeah.
And if you were to screw up those responsibilities, why would that job want to keep you around?
Mm-hmm.
The less you make, the easier it is to justify keeping you on the staff, even if something goes wrong.
Yeah, if they're cutting.
You got it. And it's an interesting paradox, because, Tommy, they say you can't have your cake and eat it too.
That's a great saying, Pat.
If you don't stand out, you get to keep your job.
Right.
If your salary is what you think it should be, you'd probably stand out, and your ass is exposed if things go wrong. So with all of that being said, what is the better long-term work situation to be in? Lower pay, high job security, higher pay with the risk that if you screw up, you gone.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263, and I would like to start with Kimothy over here.
Okay. I think I'm more comfortable with the lower pay, higher job security.
Why?
Less risk, less responsibilities. You know, I can always make the... I think just overall quality of life goes up if you're more comfortable at work.
Okay, so you want as little responsibility as possible.
100%.
Flying under the radar.
Yeah, because I think if you're one of those people that, you know, is making more than your average coworker, more of the responsibility is going to, more things are going to be expected of you.
Okay.
And if you fall short on any of those things, it's so easy to point to you as a failure rather than somebody that exceeds expectations.
Oh, that was a very well...
Look at her.
Look at that. Tommy?
She just described my old man, right? Because he always made a lot of money, sales guy, but he was a chain-smoking alcoholic. He always thought everybody was stealing from him. He always thought he was just miserable,
even though
he had all that money.
By the way, he always thought everyone was stealing from him while he was stealing from everybody.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, so with that being said, Tommy, What's the better long-term
I think
play?
You got to go for the money, though, because you need money. I mean, who knows what the prices of stuff, like, look at your kids.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine what things are going to cost for your daughters 20 years from now.
Okay.
And to say you're going to take a job and I'm going to stay here, I mean, you could get away with that back in my day. You can't get away with it. I don't think you can do it now.
So you're saying,
You got to grab the cash.
Screw the job security. You want more money. Let me expose my ass.
And you know they're not loyal to your ass.
Okay.
Even though you're loyal to them. We've seen that all over the country. So, like, they'll gas you in a minute. So why not grab all the green you can? They're doing it.
Valid argument, but counterpoint.
Man.
No, you know I'm very man.
Yeah.
Stick it to the man.
Yeah.
That being said, you're right about loyalty from your employer, but the higher your pay, the less loyal they're going to be.
Right.
You're making less loyalty.
But what good is it keeping that job if you come up short later in life?
All right. 252.
And then you're stuck.
252 WCMF, 252-9263. Lower pay, more job security. Higher pay, less job security. And Tommy, to your point.
Yeah.
The American dream is to work hard to achieve all you can.
Get it all, buddy.
Do your best every single day. But if we're being real, there is a trade-off to that because you brought up my kids 20 years from now. I mean, to Kimmy's point, if I'm working hard every day because my salary demands it, you miss things with your kids, you miss things with your spouse, you miss things with your friends. Yes, you can have the brass ring, but you're going to pay for it another way.
Yeah, but if you come home and ain't falling short on your bills, that ain't fun either.
You're right.
Sitting on the couch with nothing to do and like you're worried because, you know, here comes the we've been there, man. The past due notices start showing up.
Absolutely.
That ain't fun, man.
All right,
either.
But you know what else isn't fun? When your kid's 35 years old, sits across from a table and looks at you and goes, you didn't spend enough time with me. Gonna have a good time then.
Dad.
Yeah, I think the higher your pay, too, the less likely you are to separate yourself from work once you go home. The chances are you are constantly connected to your
job. But you could have any job and that'll still chase you home every night,
I
no
think
matter
it's easier,
where
though,
you are.
For me to separate and justify separating because I know that there are people probably, the people that are getting paid more are probably going to be the first people that are contacted in those situations.
100%.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Look, again, I don't know what the right answer is here because Kimmy's point with the whole give me less responsibility, less money, more job security, the struggle of working for less than you think you should creates a lot of frustration at your job. Right? Like you will go in. We talked about how high the burnout rate is for American workers. That could come from that. I'm in here busting my ass every single day doing what I think is right, and I'm not making the money that I should. Sure, I can keep this job forever, but now you start looking at 10, 20, 30 years from now. What kind of miserable prick am I going to be? I mean, yes, I have a job, but do I want to be here?
And I think it also takes some of the – because even if you still have high job security, like there's always the potential that you could lose that job one day, right? And maybe I don't feel as bad about losing that job if you know, I wasn't making what I thought I should be making.
Okay, so your life motto is don't
do less.
Don't try to achieve and you won't be disappointed.
Yeah. Sad as that sounds.
Wow.
Here I am. Underachiever.
252 WCMF. 7 in 10 Americans say they have great job security right now. However, 7 in 10 Americans also say they don't think they're being paid enough. And these things kind of go hand in hand. Yeah. It makes sense. The less you make, the more job security you probably have. The more you make, the more your ass is exposed, the more harder you have to work to make sure you keep your job. Now, okay, after you guys both made very compelling arguments as the final vote in the room.
What we got?
I kind of feel like the smarter play is less money with more job security. I mean, if we're, you know, it's a tortoise and the hare. You're going to go further with the consistent job. Whereas if I have a really good paying job, there's no guarantee that if I lose that job, I'm going to find something else.
By the way, there's no guarantee they don't gas your ass at the bottom, man. Again. They could also come in and just like go, hey, man, you're all gone.
Well, that's kind of my point, though. But then, you know, if you're jumping to another job where you don't have those high expectations, you're not going to feel as like empty when it's over.
Well, I mean, all right, so you could probably replace that job with the same salary.
A lot easier.
Okay.
Yeah.
That you could do.
I mean, let's be honest here, right? Like if I'm making a ton of money and I have to be up here every day, you can't be on your A game every day. Things happen. You get burned out. You get worn down. Sometimes work isn't exciting. Little things snowball into big things. And when that happens, now you have the added stress about worrying losing your paycheck.
But then you don't get to do all the fun stuff, right? That everybody else is doing.
Okay, but counter.
You don't get to all your online shopping.
Your online shopping.
Bro, you don't get to have the fun stuff.
Kimmy, have you thought about dolly-alling your online shopping?
You know what I'm talking about.
No, but I'll counterpoint that. Sure, you may.
We're consumers. You don't get to consume.
What happened to man a second ago? Now you're 1%er Tommy again.
I mean, you all want your bubble drinks and your goddamn Apple Watches, and that ain't cheap, baby.
One of my favorite Sinatra songs. You want your goddamn e-bike.
You all want
your bubble drink and your goddamn Apple Watches.
I just want to point out.
It ain't cheap, baby.
I just want to point out, you have gotten as far as you have in this career as an underachiever, and that's not to your advice to other people.
You make no money.
You've never been promoted.
You make no money. You have no responsibility. Hey, get out there and work, everybody.
Don't be like me, kids. Like Mickey Mantle said.
Sweet setup.
Yes.
And you've watched people throughout the years fall around you.
Hey, that kid's trying, though, man. That podcast is going to catch on.
My point is...
The other kid's a life coach.
What are you talking about, empty cups?
You are a living, breathing example of why you shouldn't be that guy who, like, sets out for that higher salary.
No, she's right. I mean, listen, I don't know if it's lucky.
You get to buy the things you want to buy. You get to live in your wife's house. you get to live a pretty good life.
I'm a loafer.
Pretty great. He's got a great life.
For a guy never made top dollar.
But to her point.
I watched my father be miserable.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But to her point, I'm the third guy that sat in this chair with you doing a show in this room.
Mm-hmm.
First guy wanted more money, gone.
Mm-hmm.
Second guy wanted more money, gone.
Yeah.
Me, I'll just take it. Wherever you go, I'll take it.
But you're set. You're good.
No, but that's what I mean.
I know.
Is all those other guys reached for the brass ring and they fell on their faces.
I know.
You were just a slug. Here you are.
Yeah.
We've also seen, and this happens at every job, you know, people wanting that higher salary so they feel like they have to prove that they deserve it or show that they want it, and they take on all these extra things. Only for it, maybe they get like a small pay increase, but is it worth all that extra work you're doing?
But you got to have that mindset, right? Because if you're a guy that constantly wants to go for it, you're not going to be happy stuck in the same job. If you're a type A personality,
okay,
like my old man was.
Sure, sure, sure.
Right? So you can't do that with that personality. You're not going to be happy. You're always going to be chasing it. And it's going to be too frustrating. You know, for me, a C is an A. C minus, good enough.
C's
D plus, still passing. You know what I mean?
No, I get you. But, you know, going back to the type A personality idea.
Those guys are driven.
But driven doesn't mean success.
Happiness. Exactly. Or talent. Yeah. You can be driven as hell. Sometimes you just can't do it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're just not good at the position you're put in.
Torture for you.
And sometimes, Kimmy, you overestimate what you are capable of doing. Yeah. We see that at every job you've ever had. There's some person, you give me the opportunity, I'll show you how it's done. And then everything's on fire.
Yeah.
Everything is on fire. You know, as we have this discussion, I guess it comes, you know, it's pride. It really comes down to pride.
It does.
Do you think, Tommy, people still identify the most? Like the biggest part of their personality is what they do for a living.
For men, absolutely.
You still think so?
Oh yeah. I mean, men identify and identify with what they do for a living.
Okay,
women identify their value is more with the family and the children.
Yeah, like Kimmy, like she identifies with her
like
kids.
All my kids.
Yeah.
You don't count because you're weird.
Not by American statistics.
All my friends have full time jobs. They're very proud of. Like they're not like they. There's something more than a mother.
No, I understand that, but the moms come.
I understand that, but stop, shut up, baby machine. I mean,
I know a lot of women that are really proud of what they do and what they've accomplished,
but they lead with that first when
you ask, like, what they do, you know, about them. That's.
Yeah, but that suckling child is what's the most important thing.
Let's leave Kimmy's husband out of this. No, because see, Kimmy, look, I get the argument you're making for women.
I'm almost more impressed because they do both.
Right, I understand. I got it. Yeah, gals are coming up, not watching their kids, sleep all day, strip all night.
While at their full-time job?
Yes.
Okay. I would make the argument that both men and women don't identify as much with their jobs as we did in the past.
So you think that's changing?
Well, look, you've said it yourself. I mean, family plays a bigger part in everybody's life now, right?
Yeah. Well, and you can show all parts of your life off on social media, right? So I think that is also an outlet for showing off your family, your kids, your pets, whatever you got.
I mean, I would say for your generation, maybe that's all changed. For my generation, when old guys get together, all they want to talk about is their job or the job they had when before they retired and how great they were.
You've never been around a dad whose kid's in sports.
Oh, good point.
Okay.
I won't shut up about it.
I mean, it's the first thing he talks about sometimes when we
Your father never mentioned you in sports when I see him. He used to tell me about the latest arrest.
He's never arrested anybody in his life. The only arrest was the cardiac arrest that he had when he crashed into that building.
Like, I know more about youth girls hockey than I ever have in my life.
A lot going on, Kimmy. A lot going on.
But that generation, I was very involved. He's very involved with his children.
I think that's his point.
My old man never went. My brothers played sports. My old man never went to that school.
Okay. Let me put it this way, right? Because I get the tensions are really high after you called Kimmy a baby maker.
No, I didn't mean it in derogatory.
Why would they?
Yeah, nobody's going to be offended by that, huh?
So we saw a study. We saw a study a few months ago.
What did I say?
The average American adult now after 18 will hold 5 big boy or girl jobs on average.
Yeah.
5 like career
through their life,
jobs. Yeah. Where, that wasn't a standard thing back in the day.
Not in this town.
If you sat your dad down and said, tell me about you, the first thing your dad would have said was what he did for a living.
Oh, yeah. What a great salesman. And all the stuff he achieved financially.
I am genuinely curious. If you sat someone down between the ages of 25 and 55 right now and said, tell me 3 things about yourself, at what point would job come up first?
I don't know.
Is it something about your family? Is it something about your hobbies? Is it something about your history, family?
You don't think the job would come?
I don't know.
Yeah. Son, I guess if you're proud of your job or you're doing something that you enjoy, maybe that's more, then it'll come up first.
Because my old man, his big thing was, he goes, I was always trying to improve myself. Bigger house, bigger car, bigger boat. To him, that was success.
Okay.
The bigger, the better.
It's the American dream.
Right. And it paid off for it. But that logic worked for him.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
And I think you exactly hit on the head what the difference is.
Yeah.
The average 25 to 40-year-old person right now, do you have the opportunity to buy the bigger house, the bigger boat?
You can't do that lifestyle anymore.
So maybe that's why things are shifting.
Even the guys with bank realize what a waste of money all that crap was.
There you go. So we've solved nothing.
Yes.
We've solved nothing.
Go to work. Shut up.
Let's take a break.
Too often, green laundry detergents come with a compromise. They're better for the planet, but worse at the one thing that matters most, cleaning your clothes. Dirty Labs believes you shouldn't have to lower your standards for the sake of sustainability. Using advanced green chemistry, they created a detergent that uses an entirely new cleaning engine, inspired by the genius of nature. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
There are generation gaps when it comes to certain things.
Oh, yeah.
The older set will never understand modern music. Just sounds like noises.
Yeah.
The older set will want to tell you why today's athletes are pansies compared to the guys they loved growing
Ridiculous.
Up. Ridiculous. They used to be, well, I put a dress on a quarterback.
Where's it going to end?
And that's to be expected. Totally understandable.
What do you got now?
This thing, it sowed divisions between generations in our area over the last few summers, and it's almost impossible to explain.
Mm-hmm.
Why the hell?
Yeah.
Is this aging population in the greater Rochester area having such a hard time not just embracing, but tolerating these?
Can't wait to hear what it is, Pat.
You're hanging out at The Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. This story comes to us from Batavia. And it's another one of our famous Break Room one-line stories, so we may have to fill in some gaps.
Okay.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
A 66-year-old man.
Oh, man.
Has been arrested for criminal tampering after intentionally turning over a person's motorized scooter. And the motorized scooter.
Turning it over.
The motorized
but
scooter.
He flipped it?
Is one of those. Okay. You know what
I mean? The rascals.
Yeah. No.
You're talking about the ones you see.
No. It was one of the ones like outside that you can like rent.
Oh, now, wait. They got them in Batavia?
So I don't know if it's a rental one, but you can also buy personalized scooters.
Right.
Scooters.
So it's one you can sit.
Or stand on. Right. One of those.
So it's a kid. It's a, all right. So it's not for like handicapped people.
Yeah. No. It's like the fun one.
Yeah.
All right. So those are all the details we have in the story, right? So the first thing we need to figure out here, did this guy have a personal problem with the other person in this issue and he took it out on their scooter? Mm-hmm. Or did the person with a scooter do something with the scooter to piss them off to the point where that scooter was going down? Because if the allegations are true, it had to be the second one, right?
Oh, yeah.
You're not supposed to be riding these on the sidewalk.
Nailed it.
No, you're like, this has replaced the jackasses on the skateboards in the 70s and 80s that were all over the malls and the sidewalks. You couldn't navigate anything.
Okay. So with all that being said, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Why do older folks have such a problem with e-scooters in our communities?
Why don't you take a walk? But you're so fat. Move your legs instead of your mouth.
Just last week, Kimmy, we talked about the Velo scooters coming back downtown.
Yeah, the city, your city,
right up front.
You rent the scooter.
You got it. And Tommy, as soon as we mentioned the scooters, went off for 5 minutes.
They're in the way.
They suck, but you couldn't give us an actual
They clog
reason.
Up traffic.
They don't.
You're going to get hurt.
No.
You're zipping on the sidewalks. You're pushing people around.
Okay, first of all.
Good people trying to walk their animals.
Right. They help with traffic.
Not a helping.
Because it takes cars off the road. Those
yeah, but now you're in
driving.
The way. You're zipping around.
Two, we
I
have
can't
the,
hear you.
You brought up the hurt. We have not seen people, knocking on wood, we have not seen this rash of stories of people getting hurt on these scooters.
Well, you're not going to get a news report for every chip tooth.
Yes, you would, because these are in the news all the time. And guys like you, the news is for you. They would absolutely do these stories every time somebody got hurt.
I would
hurt
love to see the nightly scooter report. Like how they used to do Vietnam in the 70s?
No, I don't. But
today we lost 7 more young men on scooters.
Question. Do we know in the story if it was an e-scooter or just like a motorized scooter? Because the motorized ones like with that run on like gas, super loud.
Okay. Oh.
So I could see old guy, if this is like a neighbor or somebody that's constantly riding the scooter around.
Annoying the crap out of
old
you.
Guy getting upset at the noise of the scooter and flipping it over.
Okay. Also possible. Okay. Also possible. Look, you hate the idea of the scooters.
Yes.
And Tommy, don't feel bad. You're not the only one. If you go online and search any Rochester Facebook group, Reddit thread from our area, there are hundreds of posts of people of a certain age and over freaking out about people getting on.
Yeah, how's that street legal?
I cannot understand the generational divide with this specific thing that exists. And neither can you. You just yell. Like, give me a real legitimate, backed with data reason why you hate these things so much.
It looks like lazy fun, and we don't like lazy fun.
Huh?
Like, you look like you're having too much lazy fun on that goddamn thing.
Okay. What's drinking?
Drinking is drinking.
It's lazy fun.
No, sometimes it's therapy.
No, I mean...
Sometimes that's really a medicine cabinet.
All the fun you have is lazy fun. All fun is lazy fun.
Bad, but my day, we changed our own oil, then we went up to the bar, we had a couple of cocktails.
You've never changed your own oil in your life?
I tried one time, it didn't work out. Almost died when the jack slipped. True story.
I mean, tell me, at minimum, these don't affect the older set in any way.
It kind of does if you're driving around.
You're never going to use them, right?
What do you think?
By the way, like, they're mostly downtown. How often are you driving around
every
downtown?
Day when I go home?
You're
you
in the
drive,
city.
You take two turns, and then you're on the... like what, 490?
Yeah, he stopped boycotting 490 after the technology there got him.
Yes.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about a man in Batavia, 66 years old. He was arrested for harassment after police say he flipped an e-scooter. That's all the information we have.
It had to feel so good, too, when he did it.
But it kind of seems that there is this massive generational divide, and we can't figure it out. Let's talk to Mark. Hey, Mark, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Hey,
Kimmy. So, you're not going to hear of every incident that happens on these e-scooters like you thought.
Why?
Because I can tell you at least three stories of incidences on a e-scooter, one involving myself, that didn't make it to the news.
I only want to hear the one involving you, Mark. That's the one I want to hear.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll tell you, Valentine's Day at the Texas Day Brazil down in College Town.
Oh, yeah.
Decided to get a little crazy and take out one of them e-scooters after we got done at that beer place on the corner.
Yeah.
And, it was pretty fun. And I did get a little rash on my elbow from when I crashed on it.
Oh, so you just crashed.
Because I was trying to jump off a curb.
Okay, hold on. Let me make sure.
Doing some tricks.
So there was nobody else involved. This was a self-inflicted crash.
Yeah, I mean, the only other people involved are the ones filming it. So, but no, it was just my.
All right, just time out. I want to make sure that we all understand what happened.
Yeah.
So, Mark, you went out to the Texas Steakhouse, Texas State Brazil, where they cut you meat off of a spit. By the way, all you could eat, very delicious. You then went and got drunk at the bar on the corner there. You rented the scooter, had someone filming you do a trick as a grown-ass man, and you skinned your elbow. That's what happened.
Did not rent it, though. It was actually still juiced up from the last
one. What a dick! You stole somebody else's scooter!
But he hurt himself.
I don't know if the story counts.
Tonight I think it counts.
Tonight on 13 Wham, Mark hurts his elbow. Mark.
So, yeah.
Okay.
You're not going to hear all the stories.
Why would that story be on the news, Mark?
Well, I'm just saying, you said, we're going to hear about all the incidents that happen on these things. You're not hearing about any of them, because I guarantee there are middle-aged, drunk white guys every day getting hurt on these e-scooters.
You can't argue with that.
He's not wrong.
No, it sounds like a PSA. Yeah. Did you know that 5 middle-aged, drunk white guys jump off curbs every day on e-scooters?
I can't believe Kimmy's dad has not taken one of these to, like, a skate park. Or
no, Mark, it's only a matter of time.
Mark, thanks for the call, buddy. I'm glad.
Tell him to give me a call. I'll go with him.
Mark, I'm glad you made it through your crisis, buddy. Thank you.
Later,
right, there goes
my dad would absolutely take that off a curb.
He called to argue that we were wrong with the most dick story you've ever heard in your life.
Because it wasn't even an accident.
No!
Well, and it was technically an accident.
Someone was filming him!
Yeah, but you don't think guys get on those things and go, hey man, check me out.
That's on you.
By the way, if
it's
somebody...
not how it's supposed to
but,
be.
But we're giving them the opportunity to be dicks on trikes.
But you could do the same thing in a car! Should you outlaw cars?
My dad would do the same thing on a bicycle.
Should you outlaw bicycles? Okay.
You know how I feel about the adult bike situation.
Look, man, the fact
between
that
the traffic and the ball sacks, I'm done.
The fact of the matter is, scooters are good for guys your age. Hear me out.
Yeah, because you want to thin the herd.
We just talked about how several cities have done studies that show these scooters take cars off the road and cut down traffic. And if you look at towns like Batavia, where this story came from.
I didn't know they had country scooters.
Well, I mean, this could have been a personal one that somebody owned. But, like, you know, Batavia, Canandaigua, even a place like Pittsburgh, where a town has one or two main roads that get slammed in the morning, during lunchtime, and during go-home hours, every person using a scooter is someone that is not in a car causing more traffic. And it's a person not taking up a parking spot on a street when they're trying to get to, I'm trying to get to the Village Bakery! It's an easier in and out at the Pittsburgh Dairy.
All right.
You should love the scooter. Embrace the scooter. And it's not like they're hard to understand.
No, I understand that. But it's still, you got to be a little bit more physically fit to be on an open air vehicle.
You just stand. All you do is stand.
No, some but you're moving. You got to have balance. You got to be here, see.
Yeah?
Okay.
But there's a little more to it than just sitting your ass down and driving a car.
Clark writes us on Instagram. Again, we're talking about the story on Batavia, 66-year-old man accused of flipping someone's e-scooter. Those are all the details that we have. He writes, my friend broke his jaw on one of those in college. First weekend they put them on campus. Okay.
Broke his jaw.
Oh, man. Again, I feel like there's more to that story.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was jackassing.
I'm guessing some booze was
for
involved.
Sure.
Well, do we not live in a free country? Am I not allowed?
No, hey. Go have your fun. But don't come crying to me when you're all banged up, boozed up, because you've been out at the craft beer, you know, bonga bar.
Skinned elbows.
With your crypto scooter.
You're describing Mark's exact story, and he's a grown-ass man over 40. He stole someone else's scooter.
Well, technically, that video. Just using their dime.
Duffy at WCMF.
Yeah, no, I don't want to see people getting hurt on scooters. It's not my
fault. Not Mark?
Okay, Mark, yes. Yeah. I would like to watch Mark's video getting hurt, yes.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.
Oh, this is savvy.
What happened?
I mean, it makes perfect sense. And here's the thing, man. Like, this seems cold, calculated, right? Because it's the same time, same days, same place. And it only started recently.
But this is the one place where it would really suck the worst. When you realize what happened.
Great point.
God damn it.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Story on 10 NBC last night.
Yeah, what is it?
In the last 20 days, seven cars have been stolen from the Costco parking lot right there on the line of the city of Rochester and Brighton.
Mm-hmm.
So they say that the cars are being stolen on the same days of the week, same time of day.
Damn.
Rochester police say there has been a car theft every Saturday and Sunday in March, all of them happening in the early afternoon.
Oh, it's got to be slammed.
And even more strange, Tom.
Yeah.
The Rochester Police Department says there was not a single report of a car being stolen from Costco at the height of the Kia Hyundai stealing problem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When it was at its peak. It did not happen
there. The summer of Kia.
Yes. But all of a sudden, it's happening now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what happened?
What happened?
They figured out how to use Costco's amazing deals against us.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are so many deals inside of Costco, you can't help but take your time.
Yeah, you're in it for a while.
Oh, yeah. I've never gone on a short Costco trip. I don't think that exists.
Does not exist.
Yeah. They give you that giant cart for a reason.
Yes.
You're going to fill it up.
Everything's on a pallet. It's above your head, bigger than your house, these things, right?
I don't need any TVs, but I'm going to look at them all.
And that goes, yes, and it goes for BJ's, too. Look, you go to Wegmans, Tops, Aldi's, there are folks who will just run in and run out in 5 minutes.
It's a different vibe.
When you go to a Costco or a BJ's, that is a minimum 40-minute shopping trip.
Yeah.
These criminals know you're going to be in there, and they're using our love of value against us.
It would have to suck after you're done shopping, and you're pushing out that enormous shopping cart, or maybe two, and you realize your ride ain't there, and you've just loaded up.
That is a great point.
What do you do with all that stuff you just bought?
It's a great point.
Because you took the bigger car to go do this.
Right. You can't Uber home.
No. Somebody's got to go get the other car, and you may have to take two trips just to get your crap
home. Or call somebody.
But that's just it. You're thinking best case scenario family. If you're a single person, your car's gone, what do you do?
Oh, yeah, you're screwed.
What do you
sit there and eat it.
Although, I guess.
You now live there.
I guess why would you be single and shopping at Costco?
But there are people that probably do that. I've known people that did.
Single Costco shopping.
Yes.
Well, for what reason?
They're just weirdos, man. They're like hoarders and like stock up people.
Okay, but who are you hoarding for? You?
I dated a chick, skinny chick. And I remember she had a whole case of Hellman's mayonnaise. And I said, why did you get this? She goes, when I was at Costco, it was a deal, so I bought it. I go, how much mayonnaise do you eat, man? You're scrawny. But people just load up.
Okay.
It's just a mentality of like, hey, get it now. Prices are going to go
last
up.
Last me forever.
I take back what I said.
Look at all the nuts I got.
All right. If you couldn't call your wife, Kimmy, if you couldn't call your husband, who is the first person you are calling if you come out with an SUV full of groceries from Costco and your car's gone?
Probably family, my parents.
So your mom or dad?
Yeah.
Your dad would eat half of those groceries on the way home.
I'd have to, bargain.
You could have half this beef jerky. Who are you calling?
I'm screwed. Because everybody's working. So I don't have, I am totally shafted.
You have a friend with a huge Honda Pilot that fits both hockey gear and all.
I don't want to hear it.
What do you mean you want to hear it?
I don't want to hear it.
What are you talking about?
The smug ass jerk mouthing you're going to do all the way home.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? No.
I'm knobbing you on the way home. No. How am I driving?
Well, I got beef jerky. I don't have a lot of numbers either. Like, I don't, like, on my wife's side, I don't have any of their numbers, bro.
Wait, like, you don't have your wife's family's numbers?
Really?
No. I have my stepkids, as far as that group, just the stepkids and my wife. I don't have any of them.
And you only have one stepchild in town.
Yeah.
Yes. And she would be working.
And she wouldn't have she doesn't have an SUV anyway.
Do I?
Does she have an SUV?
No.
Okay, so you're effed.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there with the whole mud jugs of food.
I also wonder in this situation, because that parking lot's so big, it's always busy. How long you'd walk around for before you realized your car was
stolen. Great point.
Because I would probably walk up and down the aisles like, God, I could have swore I parked over here somewhere, but maybe I'd start to question myself, like, where the hell did I park?
No,
it would take me a while to figure out, like, my car was actually gone.
I would love to see the how long it took each person who had their car stolen to call the cops from exit of store to realization that the car
it
is gone.
It takes a while to realize you've been ripped off. Because it happened to me one time, my car just got broken into, and I got ripped off when I was on the road. And it took me a minute,
because
I just checked into this hotel. And I walk out, I go, why did I leave that? Did I already open that up? And I walk out, and my trunk is empty.
All the porn was gone?
All of it. Yes, the football is missing. So it freaks you out, man.
I'd be losing my mind. I would think like I'm an idiot before I thought my car was stolen.
Agreed. 252-WCMF, 7 cars have been stolen from the Costco parking lot in the last 20 days, according to a story on 10NBC. The RPD say the cars are being stolen on the same days at the same time. A car theft every Saturday and Sunday in March, all of them in the early afternoon. It almost sounds like a Costco promotion. Saturdays and Sundays, 2 o'clock, get your car stolen in the Costco parking lot. All right, let me ask you guys this question.
Yeah.
Would getting your car stolen make you change your grocery store?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
All
right, so you're telling me. You look me in the face.
Yeah.
Mr. Penny Pants.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I'm burping. You go to Wegmans today.
Oh, Wegmans.
I said your grocery store.
Yeah.
You go to Wegmans, you walk in, you do your marketing, you get the bananas necessary for the rest of the week, your banana ratio, and you come out, your car's gone.
Yes.
You're never going to Wegmans again?
No, Wegmans is the only standalone I will fight for.
It's the only grocery store you go to.
Yes, I wouldn't change. But we go to BJ's a lot, too.
Okay.
And I'm out. The only one I would be faithful to is Wegmans.
What's the difference?
I don't. Well, I love Wegmans.
No, I understand, but I'm saying, why would you feel safe to bring your car back there to Wegmans but not BJ's?
Are you just willing to overlook it because you're there so much?
But I love it. Yeah, I think so. And I would think it'd never happen to me again at a Wegmans where if I go in there again, you know, it's kind of shady.
Jefferson Road. What are you talking about?
I would find reasons in my head to justify not going back. I would find reasons to justify my fear of not going back to that store because I don't care that much.
That's strange.
I know.
Kimmy?
Yeah?
Would your car being stolen at a grocery store be enough for you to change the store you go to?
Even if I tried to do it temporarily, I'm going to end up back at the most convenient place, which is my grocery store. And that's why I go there, because it's close. It's convenient. It's where I stop on my way home.
And she goes to the hipster one.
It's the one closest to
Wegmans.
Closest to our house.
Yeah, but
and
that's
I think
the hipster.
There's
one.
Part of this. I mean, usually your grocery store is like right where you live. Mm-hmm. So if I'm afraid to go there, like I'm probably afraid of like where I'm living too.
But that's what's most interesting about the Costco situation is, if I'm not mistaken, right now the only Costco in town is that Costco.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so like it's not the local grocery store. Like most people have to go out of their way to go to this Costco, right?
Yeah, it's a run. Yeah.
You also have a membership that you've paid for, right? And those, I think they go year by year.
Yeah,
at least we pay year
by
year because we got a Costco membership. So you'd be eating the Costco membership, like not getting your money's worth there.
Mm.
The only one you can go to is where you had your car stolen. Are people going back?
They would have to. Because I'm thinking, like, if you're a Costco person, you're loyal to it over BJ's.
You know
what I mean? Yeah. And there's nothing else that replicates that deal that you're getting.
Yeah, it's a great point. Like, those Costco's and BJ's stand on their own.
So, my in-laws were big chain smokers their whole lives. And they used to go on those reservation runs. Mm-hmm. And so they got into a really bad accident at one of them. And I had to go back there and get the cigarettes out of the car where they took it to work on the car. Right?
Sure, yeah.
And I was even telling Tony, I go, where are you going now? He was still going to go back to the same place, even though he went to this horrific thing. Like, there's other reservations you can go to. That was his joint. He was not deviating from the plan, man. That's where he got his cigarettes.
But here's the thing. I mean, I get that it's addiction. I understand.
Yeah, but they did the run for the neighborhood.
But mathematically, that makes sense. Because like, even with the story we're talking about Costco, you know, even those 7 cars in a month at one parking lot is a lot. When you compare it to the thousands of cars that went through that place in the same amount of time, it's still extremely unlikely, one, that your car would be stolen, period. Two, your car would be stolen again.
True.
Right? Like, it might be the safest place for you to go get your groceries.
But I think you get locked into places, too.
No, I agree with you. But people do look for any reason to be scared, right? We are
kind of
finding that.
But we also like a deal. And we also like bulk.
It's
tough mental battle.
And by
the
way, Saturdays and Sundays, it's sample day.
You're right.
Oh, I forgot about that.
You can also be full of samples when you walk out to that car.
Oh, no. I've eaten too much Polish sausage, and now I have no car. Have you guys ever been to a Costco or BJ's when it opens up on a Saturday or a Sunday?
When it opens up?
We tried to go to Costco when it opened, like, right as it opened up on, like, it was midweek, so, like, a Wednesday, thinking it wasn't going to be busy. Mm-hmm. And there were still people right as it opened up on a
like
Wednesday morning.
So, out front.
Yeah, so I can't imagine what it's like on a Saturday, Sunday.
I made the mistake on a Saturday morning because same thing. Like, you know, it's slammed. Understandable, yeah. Right? So I'm like, I'll go right when it opens. Yeah. I got there 5 minutes early. There was a line, 30 yeah. people deep.
Like they're holding onto their shopping carts to go in?
Waiting to get into the Costco. It was like 30 people. Like, okay. It was like I was trying to get Metallica tickets.
What's the draw, man?
Try to beat the crowd?
Yeah, I wanted to get... I mean, bro, it gets... It's yeah. it's like Woodstock in that place on a weekend, man.
Yeah.
Costco especially. It's ridiculous, but here's the thing, man. Deals are too damn good.
All right.
Not going to keep me away.
Mm-hmm.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.